This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, the power play dance.
Okay.
I mean, I hope it happens a bunch of times tonight.
They can't all be winners.
No, they can't.
They can't all be bangers, is
no,
what
they
I mean.
Can't. They cannot
tonight
be bangers.
We need a winner. It's okay if the power play dance isn't a winner. You know, it's it exists. There's nothing you can do about it.
What do you think of the power play dance? Well
They do it.
So there are a bunch of different permutations for the Blues to make the playoffs, and the easiest one is for them to win tonight in regulation against Utah. Win, and they are in. To discuss everything that is about to happen for the St. Louis Blues, we've got Kevin Ryans, who is a sports reporter at Fox 2 and KPLR, with us now on KMOX. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going? I'd gladly do the Blues power play dance if it means that I get to cover some postseason hockey here in St. Louis. Bring on the goals. Bring on the power play goals. We want to see them.
Okay, that's fair. If they score a bunch of power play goals tonight, that'll be a fine trade-off. I'll take that.
For sure. Absolutely. 1,000%.
So this team, early last week, I said, oh, this is over. They're in the playoffs. They're definitely going. And now here they're in a pretty precarious position because Calgary has decided not to let up. The Blues have ended up losing 3 straight games. They failed to get that extra point against Seattle. So this is they have put themselves in position, though they still control their destiny, but they put themselves in position to possibly let this one slip away, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, and the Blues never like to make it easy on you, I guess. That's what, at least what my sports director, Martin Kilcoyne, tells me from his experience. But you know what? At the very least, if you would have told the Blues in February when they were really struggling, hey, look, you're going to have a chance to control your own playoff destiny and be able to win your way in on the final day of the season, they would take it. So, the Blues have a big game tonight. They have to take care of their own business. You know, it's like what you said. You take care of your own business, you know, you're in. So this is a big moment for them. They've shown that they can play well, particularly in that 12-game stretch where they won all of them. There's no reason they in that locker room shouldn't believe that they can't take care of business against a Utah team that quite frankly, isn't that great.
Yeah, and this effectively is a playoff game for them. They should be viewing it as a playoff game. And it's interesting because we were talking about the Blues' success, what they had, a reason for their success during their winning streak. And part of that was they were very strong on five-on-five play. They were outskating opponents. It's weird. They didn't have a lot of puck possession, but they were able to score five-on-five. The thing is, you also need to be able to score on the power play in the postseason, even more so in the regular season. I'm still haunted by 2016-2017, that season when the Blues had one of the very best power plays during the entire regular season, almost 22%. And then it just disappeared in the playoffs, and they were eliminated out of the gate. And so when you're looking at what it takes to win when the stakes are raised, it really just comes down to, if you don't capitalize on any chance you're given, like a power play, you might not come out on top. And so that's how I think they need to view tonight. Any chance that they get, there's no leniency here.
No, and your best players also need to come through and perform, just like the guys were doing during their long winning streak. Robert Thomas having a good stretch of games. Jake Neighbor is starting to find his form. Pavel Buchnevich at the end there, rounding into form. Before he got hurt, Dylan Holloway was playing well. We hope that he's getting back and better soon so that he could help this team if they do make the postseason, in that postseason run. But yeah, incredibly important that they're able to, one, hold off any penalty kills that they may be in, and that they're able to convert on the power play. It had been an issue for a lot of the season. They had to mix and match a bunch of different groups to be able to go out there. Jim Montgomery, I think, found something in the last month and a half, whether it's his starting lineups, along with the guys who are going to be out there on special teams. And they have to look for it to come through, hopefully, I'm going to say it's a must win tonight.
Yeah, if they do win, this is they are in control right now. If they win, they're in. They can get an overtime or a shootout win, but Calgary then cannot afford to win in regulation. It gets a little complicated, but not that much. If this team does lock it down, you've been watching them now, and especially toward the this later part of the season and through the win streak, does this appear to be a team to you that could win a round or two, maybe even more if they make it into the playoffs?
Yeah, they certainly were able to prove that they could beat some of the better teams in the Western Conference during that 12-game streak. So I absolutely, especially if their guys perform. What a year that they got out of Jordan Kyrou. They had a really nice year out of Braden Schenn, who Jim Montgomery has praised as a leader over in that locker room, being the captain that they appointed him to be. Robert Thomas really came along in that last month and change after a really struggling middle of the year. He was able to come through. If those guys are going, they're on defense. They got Colton Parayko back. That's a huge get for them. We talked a little bit about Dylan Holloway. Can they get him back and healthy soon? Well, what a season he's had coming from Edmonton. That was a heck of a signing by Doug Armstrong, along with his fellow Edmonton teammate, now Blues teammate, Philip Broberg. I mean, if those guys come through and play at the top of their game like they were playing during that 12-game win streak, there's no question that the Blues, everyone knows they're not going to sneak up on anyone, but there's no question that the Blues have enough talent there to be able to win a round, and maybe even two if they do continue to play consistently. This team is they're excellent at their top-level players. It's going to be all about whether or not they perform. The inconsistencies of this team, you look back to late November and in December, and January and into February, how much they really struggled. They got inconsistent play out of their players, and that's when they weren't playing as good. And I think it's going to be about what kind of St. Louis Blues team, if they do end up earning the opportunity to be able to play in that Western Conference, it's going to be about what St. Louis Blues team you're going to get. If you're going to get the team that was early on in the season, it could be a pretty short run in the postseason.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports reporter at Fox 2 and KPLR is Kevin Ryans with us on KMOX. Also, the Cardinals, they will continue their series against the Astros at Busch tonight. And I don't know what it is about this offense, Kevin, but they have somehow figured out, at least early in the year, how to beat good pitching.
Yeah, and they gave a lot of credit a couple of weeks ago to their new hitting coach, Brant Brown, and his approach to hitting. It doesn't have to be home run or bust. It's okay to hit singles and doubles. It's okay to be able to bunt guys over. If you're struggling, it's okay to try to bunt and push the issue like Victor Scott did the other day. He's been struggling a little bit after a red hot start. He was able to bunt his way for a base hit. You know, I love that mentality. It's very old school. It's one that, endears the Cardinals fans because of the teams that they had in previous seasons that did all those little things. But then on top of that, you got to have a guy like a Wilson Contreras. Hopefully his day from a couple of days ago helps catapult him and starts having him hit. Arenado has been having a good start to the season. You have guys in the middle of that order that can hit for power as well. And so I love their approach to how they're going about their at-bats. Ali Marmol has been singing the praises of their lineup, a lot of which have players who have maybe 1-2 years experience, with very young players in that lineup, experienced players, but still very young in their careers. Super encouraging, 8-8 through 16 games. I would take that if I was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, for sure.
Yeah, they're going to go to a sixth-man rotation here very soon, and they'll stick with it for a little bit. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I just I hope that it helps alleviate some of the wear and tear that some of these starters would get. You know, it's worked in places overseas like Japan, but and major league teams have done it here in the United States. But a lot of them eventually opt to going back to that five-man rotation. The only thing you hope for in the starting pitching is that it shows out like it has over the last four or five games. And if you guys get if they get the pitching that they got over in that road trip between Boston and Pittsburgh, that's going to be a tough thing. The thing with the Cardinals is that I think you're going to get these violent swings of performance. They're going to look really great at points, and they may look poor at points. And a lot of it has to do with that starting pitching. But I'm very encouraged by the starts of Andre Pallante, who's had a really nice start to the season. He's looked really good. Matthew Liberatore had a really good outing the other night. You hope that Miles Michaelis isn't the Miles Michaelis over at Boston and more like the Miles Michaelis you saw at the end of their series over the weekend. If you get a lot of that, then go into the sixth man. Steven Matz is a veteran pitcher who's pitched in the postseason, who was highly regarded when he was with the Mets and with the Blue Jays. That could be a really nice thing to help alleviate some of the wear and tear that you get throughout the season.
Kevin Ryan, sports reporter at Fox 2 and KPLR. We appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you guys for having me. What an honor. I appreciate you being on your program. Thank you so much.
That's very nice. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And we think you totally mean that. Yeah, totally mean that. Thank you.
1,000%.
All right.
Have a good one.
That is Kevin Ryans with us.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.